This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. Did you miss me? I missed you. I am so happy to be back in America and doing my show again. It has been a wild trip. I will catch you up on a lot of it here in a bit. We obviously have some things we need to tackle first because, man, well, our government's too old. I'll get to that here in just a moment. Before I get to that, what's on tap for tonight? The system taking care of its own, like they always do, in different ways. Bernie Sanders is an insane person. The border's wide open. The Air Force is heading to Europe. That's not good. Hawaii's health department is crazy. A collapsing crane in New York City and a nutball Catholic university. Your emails and so much more. All this is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. I want to begin with age. Age is an uncomfortable topic, and one we've tackled before on the show. It's an uncomfortable topic, and here's why it's uncomfortable. A couple different reasons. One, we don't like getting old. I realize it's not horrible for everybody. And look, I'm 42, and I've enjoyed every one of my 42 years, but we don't enjoy more pains, more aches. My eyes are going bad. My hair's falling out. My beard used to be brown. It's getting whiter. By the day, it's getting whiter. My knee hurts now if I walk over 3 or 4 miles. My right knee, ever since the Marine Corps, just today it starts to ache. We don't like getting old because our bodies start to break a little bit, and we don't like it. And we don't like talking about that. We don't like thinking about that. If it's in our future, we don't like thinking about that coming. If it's happening to us now, maybe that's your situation now. Maybe you don't like to sit and dwell on that. So we don't like talking about it. But there's another reason we don't like talking about it. We don't like talking about it because when you start talking about age and why you should have maybe an age limit here or there, you start excluding people. Who wants to be excluded? Nobody. Don't you want to be invited to everything? Don't you want to be allowed access to everything? Whether it's the fancy golf club up the road, whether it's the private airport lounge so you can poop in a better bathroom. Don't you want to have access to everything? Of course you do. I do. You do. I want to be invited to everything. That doesn't mean I want to go to anything, but I want to be invited. But the truth is this. The history of the world doesn't lie. We have thousands of years of human existence to go on. And for thousands of years of human existence, almost every society and every part of every society has been led by men. between the ages of, let's say, roughly 30 and 60, 65. That doesn't mean that you're useless before then. Doesn't mean you're useless after then. But it means there are some things you're not going to be able to do. This is the president of the United States.
I cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why. And we can. We ended cancer as we know it.
We ended cancer as we know it. Yeah. He wasn't kidding when he said this.
We're changing people's lives.
I've missed you, soundboard, so much. Anyway, that was the president. And in case you think I'm just being hyperpartisan like usual, this is Mitch McConnell, the most powerful Republican in Washington, D.C.
Bipartisan cooperation and a string of
I want you to know that Chris cut off that audio, that silence. It lasted a long time. He walked up to the podium, started a sentence, and then simply froze, and eventually Senate colleagues had to come take Mitch McConnell and escort him away from the podium. Oh, I have more. I don't even have to. Do I need to go here? Should I play the Dianne Feinstein audio? I won't. Dianne Feinstein, senator from California. Hot mic situation. One of her staffers leaning in, telling her how to vote. Telling her what to say. No, just say aye. Just say aye. You can hear it clear as day. The audio is a little, it's not great for radio, so I'm not playing it for you. We have a government packed full of people who are too old. It's just a fact. We need to get younger. But why do we have a government packed full of people who are too old? We have a government packed full of people who are too old because we, the people, have not cared enough to change that situation. Dianne Feinstein won her last election in California easily. Joe Biden cheated. Well, we'll skip the Joe Biden election part. Mitch McConnell sailed through his last primary in the state of Kentucky, won his last election easily. This government's too old. Sucks. Not good. We need to get younger. We need to care enough to get younger. And we need to care enough to have uncomfortable conversations. Uncomfortable conversations are the most important conversations. Standards matter. Standards matter a lot. Why don't we go back to being a nation that has some of those, huh? Or we can keep on pretending like this is somehow normal.
Well, it's not going to alleviate it, right, the heat problem right now. But we also have a number of programs to do everything from allow people to have the ability to get help to literally paint the roofs white so heat doesn't, so air conditioning doesn't escape. To be able to
paint the roofs white. This is what we have. This is the leader of the free world. All right, enough. We have so much more we have to get to tonight. First of all, let's get to this really quickly. Dear Jesse, I'm writing to you to let you know you were missed enormously. My recommendation to you is never, ever go on vacation again, she puts in capital letters. No one can ever take your place. Her name is Carol. I missed you too. I will tell you, the Israel trip was incredible. Better than I ever thought. Also, the food, much better than I was led to believe. Much, much, much better. The lamb was excellent. I had some delicious meals over there. We kind of started out outside of Jerusalem. And I'll tell you, we ate like kings until we got to Jerusalem. And then the food sucked. I have been back in the United States of America for less than 24 hours. I have already consumed a meat lover's pizza. After the meat lover's pizza, I got a plate of nachos and I ate all that. I woke up this morning and promptly made bacon and eggs. Oh, bacon. I had bacon and then an egg sandwich. It was delicious. I then moved on to my crushed up Doritos and chip cheese, and Jesse Kelly burgers will be happening when I get home tonight. So yes, my stomach's going to be a mess for a few days. All right. Now let's move on to other things. We are at a place that's kind of sick. And it's a place we've talked about before, but it's a place where we have to acknowledge there are a lot of people in this country we're never going to be able to unify with. We're just not. There's not going to be a middle ground and shouldn't be a middle ground. Remember, you should never step out of the world that is real into a world of make-believe to appease people. We want to do that. We want to live in peace. We want to appease people, but don't ever, under any circumstances, feel obligated to step out of the world that is real and step into, I don't know, this world.
Access to gender-affirming care is essential to the mental health and well-being of trans youth. This care is tailored to both the mental and physical health needs of patients, as well as their developmental stage in life.
Gender-affirming care, that would be the mutilation of children. Remember this. The most overrated thing in the world is tolerance. It is. I actually had somebody say to me recently, Jesse, what we need is more tolerance. And I had to level with the person and tell them that's the last thing we need. It's tolerance that has brought us here. You don't need to be tolerant of anybody who uses terms like gender-affirming care. You don't need to be tolerant with anybody who believes that we should mutilate children like Mr. Potato Head. All right, enough of that. Let's do a couple things because we have to deal with the Hunter Biden stuff, the DOJ, Trump indictment stuff. You have to remember that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But I have something for you. I have a bit of audio you haven't heard. You know Klaus Schwab? He's got a daughter. You're going to want to hang on and hear what she has to say. But while you're hanging on, why don't you do me a favor? Protect your financial interests. You see the latest news about the housing market? Oh, yeah. The bubble is getting awfully swollen out there. The Fed continues to destroy the value of our money. And there's, sadly, nothing you can do to stop that. Nothing I can do to stop that. They just keep spending it and printing it. All we can do is make sure we're acquiring value that isn't in the form of dollars. Precious metals, things you can touch and feel. Precious metals. Call Oxford Gold. They will put gold or silver coins, physical coins, in your hands. They'll get gold in your 401k, your IRA, to make sure you are not wiped out. They have an app. You can do it all on your phone. All you have to do is give them a call. And they make it super easy. 833-995-GOLD. All right? 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I am so happy to be back in the chair. Did you see that crane that fell? New York City? Did you see the crane right in Hell's Kitchen? You know the tall, super tall cranes that they use to build buildings and skyscrapers? I've always been fascinated by them. I guess I've been fascinated by them because the whole construction, and I have no idea why I'm talking about this. I'm going to get to the Schwab chick in a second. But I've been fascinated by the whole building of skyscrapers anyway. It seems like such a complicated process, an amazing process. But these cranes... Someone goes up into those things, and one of them fell, and there's video of it, and I would play it for you now, except it's radio, and I don't think that wouldn't be very good radio at all. Anyway, I am back, and now I want to play for you, Nicole Schwab, because I'm going to bring something up. COVID. Don't roll your eyes, just stay with me for a second. We'll get to the Hunter Biden stuff and everything else. COVID. COVID lockdown. I haven't let them go. I'm never going to let them go. I'm never going to let them go because they were horrific. They were wrong. They were obviously wrong. And many people went along with it. Many people pushed it. And the people who run the world, the elites, they used those lockdowns. They loved COVID. And to this day, Normie Norm, I know you realize this, but Normie Norm doesn't grasp this. Normie Norm may think there were mistakes made. He probably does by now. Oh, yeah, those school closures for a year. That was dumb. Yeah, I mean, he probably believes that. He probably even believes there was some corruption. But what Normie Norm doesn't know, what you know and Normie Norm doesn't, and what he needs to know is the people who run the world loved COVID. Loved it. The politicians, the corporate world, big pharma, the international community, they loved COVID. COVID was a stress test. You know what a stress test is? Everyone knows what a stress test is. Let's just figure out, can this handle this? I told you, you know, I used to be in construction when we would finish a job. Let's say it was a waterline job. Part of the completion of the project was, you know, you have this underground waterline. You have to fill it up with water and then fill it up to a certain pressure and then hold it there and see if it can hold that kind of pressure. That's a stress test. The people who run the world, they think they know how to control you and they think they know how much power they have, but they can never be sure until they try to exercise it. COVID was the brilliant opportunity for them to figure out just how compliant the West is. I want you to listen to Nicole Schwab. She's the daughter of Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, born Germany in 1938. The head of the World Economic Forum. You obviously know Klaus Schwab on this show. This is his daughter. Listen, and listen very closely.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge...
Just, I'll let her continue. Just want to make sure you heard that part. I see it as what? A tremendous opportunity to have a great reset. Remember, they loved COVID. Loved it. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to them. Because they watched as they destroyed your livelihood, as they destroyed your children. Hey, wear a mask all day, every day. They watched as they destroyed the dollar. They watched as they wrecked everything. And they watched the public not only stand by and comply, they watched as the majority of the public cheered them on while they did it. I'll play the whole thing for you here. Just remember, they didn't make, quote, mistakes. They loved COVID. It went exactly the way they wanted it to go.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before.
To use the increased levers they have today that wasn't possible before. What's she talking about? Oh, she put it in a very, very nice, very political way. What's she talking about? Power. That's what levers are. Power. Control. Now we have more control than we ever had. Now we can use it in ways we never did before.
To create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position, you know, nature at the core of the economy.
Now, maybe you're thinking that's bad. And you're right, that is. It's really, really, really bad. But it's even worse when you pair it with another piece of audio you haven't heard yet today. You want another juicy one to pair with that one? To kind of prepare ourselves, prepare you, prepare me for what these people's plans are, what they're thinking, what they're going to use next. Buckle up for this one.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year? I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you once again that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are your questions. Ask me anything, but you have to email it. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We'll address the comments Chris just made about the food in Israel. No, it's not true, Chris, what you just said. We'll address Chris's Israel comments, which you obviously didn't hear. He said it during the break. I'll get to those in a minute. I have to follow up on my promise. I'm going to play the Schwab lady again, one more time. I know I already played her twice, but I'm for once going to shut up, and I'm not going to interrupt at all this time. I'm going to play this for you. Just want you to, again, read between the lines. Listen to what she's saying. She's not even being that coy about it. Hey, it's a tremendous opportunity. We loved it. We could move forward faster. We have more levers, she called them. More power, more control. Listen closely because it pairs very, very nicely with another little bit of audio.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money, to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before, to create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position, you know, nature at the core of the economy.
Nature at the core of the economy, which brings us to the United Nations Secretary General.
And for scientists, it is unequivocal.
I just want to say that I tried to play the button. I tried to play the sound the second I did that real dramatic United Nations Secretary General thing. And then my finger kind of slipped off the button a little bit, so there was a little delay, and that wasn't near as efficient or dramatic as I wanted it to be.
And for scientists, it is unequivocal. Humans are to blame. All this is entirely consistent with predictions and repeated warnings. The only surprise is the speed of the change. Climate change is here, it is terrifying, and it is just the beginning. The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived.
The era of global... What, Chris? I can speak with accents now, especially now that I'm a foreign traveler. The era of global warming is gone. Global boiling is here. They're going to use their levers to try to, quote, fix climate change. They're all talking about this stuff more and more and more now.
Anybody who honestly believes climate change is not a serious problem.
All of them.
He just talked about, as you mentioned, the extreme heat and how climate is very real. Climate change is very real.
Yeah. All right. Now, the system took care of its own today. You probably saw Sam Bankman-Fried, that weirdo finance guy who ripped a bunch of people off. The Department of Justice today has dropped campaign finance charges against him. The crypto scammer. They dropped the charges. Well, that's what happens. That's what you get for $90 million. Sam Bankman-Fried donated $90 million in campaign contributions, most of them to Democrats. Why do you do that? Because Democrats control the United States of America. Whether they control the House or Senate or presidency is frankly irrelevant. They control every bureaucratic agency. They control almost all the corporate boardrooms now. They definitely control the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They run things in this country. So if you're, I don't know, a scammer who wants to rip a bunch of people off, it's just worth it to grease some palms. I was doing some reading this weekend over all my travels and flying and things like that on Whitey Bulger, that famous Boston mobster, Whitey Bulger. And I was reading about when how many people they were paying off the bigger they got. The bigger his gang got, it was called the Winter Hill Gang, the bigger the gang got, the more they just instinctively knew they had to write bigger checks. Well, they weren't checks, it was cash. They just simply had an operation, a full-blown bribery operation. As they got bigger, they understood, okay, we have to pay off more cops, we have to pay off more judges, we have to pay off more this, we have to pay off more that. That same thing happens all the time, all around us. I wanted to say legally, because it is legal to make campaign contributions, but it shouldn't be legal. This stuff happens all around us. When you donate $90 million to a bunch of communists, what do you get for that? Get out of jail free card. Look, even if they'd actually convicted him of something, you know, and I know exactly how far that would have gone. He would have done 6 months at a minimum security resort playing putt-putt golf and eating filet mignon before he went back to living in some mansion in the Bahamas. You, on the other hand, if you happen to parade by the Capitol building on January 6th, you'll never see your family again. They'll lock you in a cage for the rest of your life. Gosh, these people. All right. The Hunter Biden stuff. And I'm going to get, you know what, we'll deal with Chris's Israel comments first, and then we'll get to the Hunter Biden stuff. Chris, I was complimenting the food in Israel, which, as I said, was better than I thought. Until we got to Jerusalem, you couldn't get a decent, well, it was hard to get a decent meal there. It sucked. Chris claims they didn't have any spice there because Chris is uncultured swine. For one, you bring your own spice, Chris. Do you know what a spice I had every single meal? Chipotle Tabasco sauce, my friend, because I had an entire bottle with me at all times. I was never lacking spice. What, Chris? Chris is bringing up the fact that we did meet some interesting people who were owning the restaurants over there. Some interesting people. So, okay. I admit the spice was different and a little lacking, but you're a bit jaded because you live in the great state of Texas where there's such a Mexican influence here. Everything is spiced. You have a huge Mexican influence. There's a huge Cajun Southern influence. There's a huge Black influence, soul food influence here. So you're just used to heavily flavored foods and you're just not getting that over there. It's not going to get that at all. By the way, I am going to tell a personal story here in a little bit. Somebody wants to know exactly why I was on Mount Fuji and why I started a fire there. So I get to that in about 10 minutes from now. Let's get to the Hunter Biden stuff. It's important for all of us to self-test every now and then. We have to figure out if we're on the right path in various ways. You want to figure out if you're in okay shape? And I'm not talking about, you know, Greek god stuff, but are you in okay shape? Take 2 flights of stairs. Are you gassed after two flights of stairs? Does it take 10 minutes for your heart rate to go back down? You need to go out and go for a walk more. It is what it is. You need to go for a walk more. There are political self-tests we need to give ourselves from time to time to make sure we're thinking about things in the correct way. And right now, there is a golden opportunity for you, me, everyone to do one of these self-tests. You probably will pass with flying colors. Your normie mom would probably fail miserably. And this self-test has to do with the Hunter Biden stuff, the Joe Biden stuff. Hunter Biden's plea deal collapsing, partially collapsing. We're not sure how collapsed it is. It's been all over the news. It's provided an outstanding self-test opportunity for us, which we will go over in a moment. But here's a self-test for yourself. Do you have 3 months worth of food if the grocery store gets shut down? If the gas station goes bye-bye? We're talking things like power grids collapsing. Not that there's any threat of that. Power grids collapsing, things like that. Do you have 3 months worth of food? Most people do not. 99% of people do not. You think you do, and then you go look at the non-perishable food you actually have. Most people have about a week, if that. My Patriot Supply has you covered with the emergency 3-month food kits, and now 25% discount. 25% discount. It's the biggest discount they offer for a limited time. When you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, you get 25% off your emergency 3-month food kit. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Shipping is free. It ships anonymously, and keep it that way, please. But make sure everyone in your home has one. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm dropping a little personal story here in about 10 minutes from now. Expand a little more on the Israel thoughts now that I'm back. Bernie Sanders is a nut job. The border's wide open. All that and so much more. But let's do a little self-test for ourselves. Hunter Biden's in trouble. He is. Plea deal just collapsed. Is in the process of collapsing, I guess you should say. Hunter Biden's in trouble. That means Joe Biden's in trouble. It does matter. It does matter to the American public. No, not all the commie nutballs, but to a large enough percentage of the American public, it does matter that the president's son is a felon and a dirtball. And now this is starting to hurt Joe Biden politically. Corinne Diversity hires being asked about it more and more and more.
The president has previously said that he has never discussed overseas business dealings with his son. But the White House now says that the president has never been in business with his son. So why the updated language? Which statement is true? Or is this semantics and they're both true?
As I stated on Monday, when I was asked this question multiple times, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed on this. Nothing has changed on this.
Now, here's a self-test for not you. I know what you'll think, but for Normie Norm, here's a nice self-test. Is Joe Biden in trouble politically because we have a justice system with some good parts in it still? Where the elites can still be held accountable? Where there's right and there's wrong? And where justice is blind? Or is Joe Biden in trouble politically because the system wants Joe Biden gone? You already know the answer. Joe Biden's not in trouble because Hunter Biden and Joe Biden committed crimes. These people all commit crimes all the time. All of them. Joe Biden's been a criminal for years. Joe Biden using his position to enrich himself and his family members is not something that started happening a week ago. It's been his entire political career. Joe Biden has handed out favors for cash. How do we know that? Because his scumbag brother even got rich off the whole thing. His sons. It's the family business. Joe Biden being in politics is the family business. They're all criminals. Joe Biden isn't in trouble now because he's a criminal. Joe Biden is in trouble now because the system wants Joe Biden to be in trouble now. These people are all criminals. They don't bust them because they're criminals. They bust them because they want them gone. We got this indictment coming from Trump, coming for Trump, Jack Smith, D.C., grand jury, the whole works. You know why that is. I know why that is. It's not because Trump committed crimes. It's not because Trump did anything wrong on January 6th. It's because the system wants Joe Biden in a cage. Or Joe Biden, Donald Trump in a cage. That's why. It's not more complicated than that. When you live in a late stage republic, people don't go on trial because they're criminals or not criminals. They go on trial because the system wants them gone. These are all Stalin show trials where they'll simply come up with something you did because Stalin wanted you out of the way. All right, let's move on before I get to personal story here. Jesse, buenas tardes and welcome back.
Buenas tardes.
I just want to say my foreign language skills are actually even better than I originally... What, Chris? They're even better than I originally thought they were. I was with the fam... We were on our Israel tour, and there are all kinds of people doing Israel tours over there from all kinds of different nations. And we walked by a big group of Mexicans. And we walked by this group of Mexicans, dropped a, hola, ¿cómo estás? What, Chris? You should have seen the look of awe and appreciation on their face. That, yeah, that's how they looked at me, Chris. They looked at me like, wow, another native speaker. And so I would have sat there for hours and hours and hours and just conversed with them in Mexican. But I was falling behind. I didn't have time to go any more in depth. But you should have seen how impressed they were. It was pretty awesome. I just want to say, buenas tardes and welcome back. I am hoping you will talk about your Israel trip upon your return Thursday. I was wondering how you found the, quote, energy in Israel with the current divisions and demonstrations and stuff like that. Okay. One, we saw a little bit of the demonstrations. It wasn't anything big at all. It was just some people waving some flags that they didn't. We even walked kind of through a big group of them. They didn't give us any problem whatsoever. It was no issue at all. Israel had an interesting mix of people. That's not how I want to put it. Half the people we ran into, Israelis of every stripe, you know, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, the Armenian Christians, all kinds of different people live there. Half of them were over the top polite. The other half were unbelievably rude. I was a little bit shocked at how rude so many of the people were there. And someone tried to justify it. Chris, did you have the same experience? Someone tried to justify it as, no, direct. No, Michael did too. No. Rude. A lot of it was just flat out rude. But I'm rude, so I got along fine. But the other half were over the top wonderful and nice. And the rudeness didn't really bother me. Right? I've been in New York. It didn't really bother me at all. All right. We're going to do a personal story. Just got to tell a little story about setting an illegal fire. Then we're going to talk about our border. We'll elaborate a little bit more on why we are where we are. We'll get to a bunch of emails. Don't forget tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So you need to get your emails into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember, if you miss any part of the show, I know it's been a little while, they podcast the show all 3 hours. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. The iHeart app is free. You can download the iHeart app for free and enjoy at your, I was about to say leisure, but now that I'm a foreign traveler, your leisure. What, Chris? Don't be jealous that I've developed a foreign dialect, really. I have different multiple accents for different countries where I visit. All right, personal story. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.